June 10, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Did he really say that? Opening prayer. Father, as I read your word today, help me grasp the vastness of your supply of grace for me. Read Genesis chapter 3. The Fall. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Reflect. What convinced you of your sin, showed you your need of a Savior, and led you to God's offer of redemption in Christ? Today, we consider one of the most significant days in human history, as Satan enters the scene. Verse 1 records the first of his manipulative words by adding the word "any" to what God had actually said. The snake sows confusion, and Eve finds herself trapped in a web of perplexity. In response, Eve also adds to the initial command given by God adding the prohibition against touching the tree in verse 3, and the first act of disobedience is underway. Sadly, so much harm has been wrought by the subtle adding to or amendment of God's instruction. I suspect we could all recall times of regret when we have tampered with God's words to us. Now the blame game begins. We observe Adam blaming Eve, Eve blaming Satan, and even Adam having the audacity to blame God. This is how sin often manifests itself with us, habitually leading us to blame another instead of embarking on the process of self-awareness. We see here how God responds to sin. First, he judges it as he confronts Adam over his disobedience. Second, he gives grace as he pursues Adam. Finally, he sends his son. In only the third chapter of the Bible, we see the first messianic prophecy, as God declares to Satan that one will come who will destroy evil. If you find imagery helpful in understanding aspects of the biblical narrative, then I'd encourage you to look up a painting of Eve meeting the pregnant Mary. While this image is drawn from the Catholic tradition, you may find it offers a valuable additional perspective. In the image, you see Eve, with fruit in hand, embracing Mary. As you look downward, you observe a serpent wrapped around the leg of Eve, yet its head is firmly under the heel of the expectant mother of our Lord. Apply. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more. Thanks be to God. Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your infinite grace that not only showed me my sin, but also paid for it on the cross.